Hey there, little bunny. Are you ready for bed? All tucked in, snug and tight? I wrote you a story. It's called Why Not? Here we go. Hattie Patty loved to ask questions, and Patty Waddy loved to answer them. It was easy to answer Hattie's questions. All Patty had to do was say, Why not? Patty, Hattie would say, Why does the sun shine here and not there? Why not? Patty would shrug. Patty, Hattie would say, why are penguins black and white? And Patty would blow a big bubble and say, why not? Patty, Hattie would say, can we play hopscotch? Patty would grab a pebble, toss it, and say, why not? Patty, Hattie would say, can we make a snowman? Patty would laugh, throw a bunch of leaves up in the air, and say, why not? As they stuffed those bags full of leaves and cut out decorations, Hattie sang happily, Why not, why not, why not, why not, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Why not, why not, why not, why not, mm-hmm. Hattie tried asking other people questions, but they always gave her uninteresting answers, and she didn't care to hear why. The why nots were always better. But as she got older, the whys and why nots switched places. The older she got, the more she would ask, Why not? At first, she got quiet. She listened and heard, but something inside her kept saying, Why not? She wanted to ask why if Patty again, but all Patty said was, Why not? And by now, Hattie thought she needed a bigger answer. Why can't I exist just as I am for today? Why must I choose and be on display? Why can't I decide? Why must I belong? Why can't I be human and flow like a song? Why should they tell me what's what? And this time, to Hattie's befuddled surprise, Patty spoke something unique in reprise. He didn't stay quiet. He didn't just nod. Why not was not right for this course of thought. Hattie, dear Hattie, I've known you since birth. You are your own person. You know your own worth. Don't sit there and question why you should change, why you should stop, start, or rearrange. If it feels right to you, then it is right, my dear. Don't ask for permission. Don't beg and don't deal. Take what is yours and make it be good. The world will be better once you're understood. It may not be easy, it might not be fun, but if your heart guides you, you won't be undone. Hattie just sat there. She sat there and cried, a warm little tear which dripped off the side of her cheek to the left. She wiped it away. She wasn't quite happy. She wasn't that sad. Why can't I become what I know that I am? Up off the ground, they both sprang and they spun around and around, twisting, twirling for fun. And what they would be thinking of she. Why not? They both sang. With their hands in the air, why not and why not, without nary a care. I hope you liked that story. It's time for bed. Good night.